Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
May want to put those wipers on intermittent. You might fit a few pockets out there where the drizzle is still coming down, but it's okay. You've got the Drive at 5 on the radio. It's all going to be just fine. Where do we stand with a classified documents investigation? The federal investigation into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents shows few signs of an imminent conclusion, even as the probes into former Vice President Mike Pence and former President Donald Trump have either reached or appear to be reaching an end. Biden's advisors, for instance, have determined that he would provide an interview to the special counsel investigating his handling of classified documents once the president's legal team and the Justice Department agree on the conditions. However, the president has yet to be interviewed, they said, suggesting the investigation is not yet nearing a close. Interviewing the individual at the center of the investigation, if such a step even takes place, is typically among the final actions before a probe is complete. Spokesperson for Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, declined to comment on it. Spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Hur, who's conducting the Biden investigation, also declined to comment. Pennsylvania looking to charge electric car users an annual fee. Those who drive EVs may soon be required to pay an annual fee to help pay for road and bridge improvements. The Senate Transportation Committee this week approving a bipartisan-backed bill, the vote was 13-1, that would charge owners of non-commercial passenger electric vehicles an annual fee of $290. Or $24 in monthly installments, $24.17 the exact total. It would also exempt them from paying an alternative fuels tax, but maintain the alternative fuels tax at public charging stations. Now, that yearly fee basically is what they say the State Department of Transportation estimates owners of gasoline-powered vehicles pay each year. And the state's gas tax at its current rate of 61 cents per gallon, which is among the nation's highest. Revenue from the gas tax goes to the state's motor license fund that not only pays for highway infrastructure projects, but also supports state police operations. $290 annual fee for EV being discussed in Harrisburg. Pennsylvania group of trade labor unions is supporting Republican Joe Rocky over the Democratic nominee Sarah Inamorato for Allegheny County Executive. That according to a state union leader, the announcement made today, 3 weeks after the primary elections. The endorsement comes from the Pennsylvania District Council of Laborers International Union, an early boost for Rocky in his battle for the grassroots and fundraising support from organized labor. Unions typically have backed Democratic candidates in Allegheny County, as Allegheny County sees about a 2-1 margin of Democrats to Republicans. I never judge a candidate by a party. I judge it by what the candidate can do for our membership and what the candidate believes, says Philip Amaris, the group president. He told a group of reporters that downtown at the Laborers Building. He described Rocky, a former PNC executive, as a proven leader who believes that extreme political views, quote, will only cause division and stifle development and progress, end quote. Says that Ms. Inamorato's support for a local ban on hydraulic fracturing, natural gas drilling technique known as fracking, helped to swing the Labor Council to the Republican. The Supreme Court has ruled on an Alabama congressional map, and it said they're striking it down. The Republican-drawn congressional districts in Alabama that civil rights activists say discriminated against black voters, well, 5-4, the Supreme Court said, you know what? That is correct. It's wrong. The map is wrong and needs to be redone. It means the map of 7 congressional districts, which heavily favored Republicans, now must be redrawn. The Chief Justice John Roberts, also Justice Brett Kavanaugh, both conservatives, joined with the court's 3 liberals in the majority. In so doing, which has a 6-3 conservative majority on the high court, it turned away the state's effort to make it harder to remedy concerns raised by civil rights advocates that the power of black voters in states like Alabama is being diluted by dividing voters into districts where white voters traditionally dominate. In the ruling, Roberts, writing for the majority, said a lower court had correctly concluded the congressional map violated the Voting Rights Act. The smoke from the Canadian wildfires, well, now it is impacting not only the air that we breathe, but also U.S. air travel, as the 330 flights across the country delayed, another 8 canceled as of lunchtime today, many more this afternoon. Federal Aviation Administration saying that it had delayed all flights bound for Newark Airport, also delayed certain flights bound for LaGuardia. The agency warned the delays were also possible in Charlotte, Dallas, Philadelphia, and JFK in New York. One of the airports that has also been hit very hard today was Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport. And again, that smoke from the Canadian wildfires is expected to continue for the rest of today and maybe even the next day or so. Ukraine launching a counteroffensive against Russia. Ukraine's military launching that long-awaited counteroffensive after months of buildup to a campaign that could prove crucial to Kyiv's bid to reclaim occupied territory. The wave of attacks happening today focused on the war's southeastern front lines and appeared to represent a significant new push in this new phase of the war, which many see as crucial as persuading the Western allies to renew their support, comes as Ukraine continues to wrestle with the fallout from the destruction of a crucial dam in the region. And finally today, Hempfield High School's project of the revitalization there, well, hyperinflation is getting to the bottom line and eating away. It's certainly not lessening what it's going to cost. Now the estimate is $132 million, according to new details shared by school officials and engineers. Originally, they said that it would be somewhere between $97 and $109 million, as they wanted to keep the majority of the building's exterior intact, but redo the inside in phases. However, during the design development phase, the work then bumped up to $128 million. Now they're saying this week $132 million will be the price tag. Construction is scheduled to start in August. And that is today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines. It is the 8th day of June in 2023.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.